From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The Taliban has formally confirmed the death of the group's founder, Mullah Omar. An Islamist movement statement Thursday says Omar died of illness but gave no details of when or where, saying only his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The announcement sheds no new light on whether a statement Wednesday from the Afghan government is correct in saying Omar died 2 years ago. Pakistani statement earlier Thursday said the next round of Afghan peace talks have been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Pakistan, which hosts the talks, said it remains hopeful the Taliban leadership will stay engaged in the peace process. In Washington, the White House said the reports of Omar's death appeared credible and that U.S. intelligence authorities are looking into the circumstances of his death. The U.S. economy advanced a solid 2.3% in the April to June period after a harsh winter with a small gain. The Commerce Department reported Thursday that a surge in consumer spending and new export gains pushed the world's largest economy ahead in the second quarter. U.S. consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of the country's economy, picked up markedly during the spring months in the U.S., advancing 2.9% as compared to the 1.8% growth in the January to March period. U.S. analysts are looking into further growth of the overall economy in the last half of the year, possibly increasing to 3%, with consumer spending continuing to grow as employers continue to hire more workers. This is VOA News. Russia is facing harsh criticism for vetoing a UN Security Council resolution that would have set up an international criminal court to prosecute those responsible for shooting down a Malaysia Airlines plane over Ukraine a year ago. Malaysia Transport Minister Liao Chong-lai.
We are deeply disappointed at the failure to adopt the draft resolution to establish an ad hoc international criminal tribunal.
There can be no reason to oppose this unless you are a perpetrator yourself.
That is Pavlo Klimkin, Ukraine foreign minister. The fallout came after Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vitaly Churkin, told the council that Moscow opposed the tribunal out of concern it might not be impartial. 1 year ago, Malaysia Airlines flight MH17, while traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur with 298 passengers on board, was hit by a surface-to-air missile over the eastern Ukraine region held by Russian-backed separatists. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, says Russia's opposition to a criminal tribunal raises other questions.
By vetoing this resolution, Russia has tried to deny justice to the 298 victims on that plane and deny their families a chance to hold accountable those responsible.
Ukraine and the West suspect the plane was shot down by either Russian soldiers or the separatists, for Russia has repeatedly denied that. The Islamic State militant group's media team has made its most gruesome deeds into its biggest headlines. Some analysts blame mainstream media for publicizing the gore, saying it strengthens the group's image. But others say Islamic State's media war has reached a tipping point. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
Most major media houses have policies on how much carnage they will display in pictures or videos. When it comes to the Islamic State videos, they generally draw the line before a murder occurs. But Country Risk Solutions CEO Daniel Wagner says that line should be moved way back.
If I had my way, they would be more judicious in what they choose to broadcast related to ISIS. For example, they wouldn't be referencing beheading videos, and they wouldn't be talking about the latest outrageous act that the Islamic State has accomplished.
He blames the news business and consumer response to sensationalism for the problem. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
A few hundred migrants have tried once again to enter the Eurotunnel terminal in Calais, France, in a week of chaotic attempts to get from continental Europe to Britain. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.